to the Powered Services Podcast. Your go-to source for all things MSP. Each episode, we're diving deep into the world of MSPs, exploring cutting-edge solutions, strategies, and insights that empower you to supercharge your services. Join us as we connect with industry experts, thought leaders, and tech visionaries who are reshaping the managed services landscape. Plug in, power up, and prepare to elevate your MSP game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Dan Tomaszewski.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Powered Services Podcast. So excited to have you with us today as we're going into another marketing strategy. We're trying to end the year, trying to end 2024 with a whole bunch of different things that MSPs are doing to really move the needle when it comes to marketing, branding. Our last episode, we dove into Google reviews. Hopefully you took something out of that and are looking at your Google reviews and seeing where you're at. Today, you know, I love going into topics. You know, I hear all the time MSPs get invited to events, you know, last minute in some cases, and everyone's always scrambling, what can I do? And our next guest was invited to some events and last minute and needed to pull some things together, and the strategy and the idea behind it and just how she implemented it was outstanding. So I'm excited to have Annette Slavik with me today, Vice President of Prodigy, and she's going to walk us through what took place. And I think you're going to love the ideas that she came up with and how she handled that. So Annette, thank you so much for being with us today. Super excited to have you on the podcast.
Hey, Dan, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about this for a second, and let's walk people through, you know, I'm going to call it punny marketing, because I think it's what I heard you say before, is let's tee it up. You got called to do an event last minute. Let's take our listeners through that. Explain what happened and, you know, how all of a sudden you had to scramble, but how did that come about?
So we were invited to do a security event, and one of our clients actually recommended us for this event. So it was a really great honor to be thought of by our clients and saying, hey, you're really great for us, so why don't you do this event for the rest of the diocese? And we're like, okay, great. The problem was we only had a handful of days to get it all together. And we were definitely not prepared for an event. We were very uninformed as in how many people are we going to be surrounded by. We didn't know. We had no clue what this event was going to be like. We had never been at one before. So we were kind of going in blind.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it was an opportunity that we could not miss. So we had to go with the flow and figure it out. And we had to figure it out really quickly.
Yeah. And look, though, congratulations on just taking the step, though. So many of us in the MSP world, the opportunities hit us and we're not ready. And we say no because we're not ready. But instead of saying no, you said, let's go forward. We'll figure this out. And we're going to come up with something. And excuse me, that something will be better than not doing it and missing the opportunity. So I think first and foremost, that's the thing that a lot of us in the MSP world, opportunities do hit us, and you got to swing the bat when they're there, because we can't just pass them up, because you don't know how many of those we're going to get. So let's walk people through the process. You know, I know you know, from whether it's giveaways, branding, the swag type of things you did at the event. Let's walk through. What did you end up coming up with? Because like you said, you only had a couple of days. What did you come up with? And let's talk people through that.
Awesome. I was kind of scrambling, and I'm on every possible website that you could think of that does personalized, you know, pens, bags, everything. And I was like, okay, so how quickly can I get quantities of this? And, you know, if we do express shipping, will we get it in time? And the reality was, you know, maybe with the exception of like 7,000 pencils, we really couldn't get anything with our name or brand on it. So I had to kind of switch gears and say, well, what can we do to really get our brand out there and get it done quickly? But then also, how do we collect the leads? Because at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want more leads. We want to be able to have some, someone to market to. I'm not going to get any clients that day, but the reality is as I keep them warm, call them up again, get them in my email system, then at least I have something to go to. So first I started with branding. I had a retractable like banner made, and then I made matching brochures just with some information on there, but everything was themed in our colors and our logo. Everything looked exactly the same, down to the tablecloth. Like, it's just a tablecloth. It wasn't personalized, but everything looked alike. And so that was our one of my goals, was to get our brand out there. So then I had to think about, well, how do we get people to our table? And how do we collect these leads, right? So I thought of the giveaway. This was coming into fall. So I know I live in Florida. However, it's still fall. And, when you think of fall, you think of, at least I do, like bonfires and things like that, just like sitting outside, and it does cool down a touch down here. So I thought, how cool would it be to do like a little giveaway based on that? So I put together a little gift basket with a Solo stove and a s'mores kit, and that's kind of how we came out with the giveaway. And it's we'd like to get to know you some more.
There you
And
go.
then we collected all of the names. We had little they could either drop out their business cards or fill out one of our little forms, and it just collected their general information, the names, phone numbers, emails, what organization they worked for. So we were able to collect those leads in that way. And then from there, once I got John on board with the puns, it was downhill from there. I was just like, okay, well, then let's roll with this. What else can we do to kind of, I'm a teacher at heart, and one way to grasp everyone's attention is always to be corny, because they groan and they roll their eyes, but at the same time, it's memorable, and so that's kind of where the inspiration came for the rest of the products.
Yeah, but I mean, one of the things you said though that is like, the s'mores. We want to get you to know you some more. Like, it's creative, And if I'm walking through it, if I think about it, no matter where you're at, if I was at a golf outing, a trade show, wherever, and I go back and I go, you know what? There was 13 IT companies at an event, but this one they had some fun. Like, they were all into it. They will remember the pun. They'll remember what you did, and they may not remember the other places that all looked and feel the same. And I think that what you did there from a branding perspective, top, like key, like you said, the brochures to the table to everything all looked and feel the same. It's what we teach a lot. You got to keep consistent branding. You did that, but then you had fun with it. So now people will remember your brand when they see it in emails. They'll remember it when they see it in other, social, wherever they see your name, your logo, they're going to always be able to kind of tie that back to the fun that you had at the event. And so I think that that's a big step. And a lot of times that's a step that we miss, is how do we differentiate ourselves when we go to these different types of things. So I love the idea. I think it's creative. And you did a couple other items too. So can we talk about those? Like, because you went all into the camp, like, that theme of what we would be doing, and I think it's cool that you went all in on it. So let's talk about the other items.
So basically, the idea of the giveaway is great, but that's only going to go home with one person, right? So how do I get everyone else who is entering to remember who I am if they're not the ones receiving the Solo stove? So Again, we didn't have time to get like personalized bags, but we put together like little just white gift bags with our brand on it. And then inside and on the table, we had some edibles, just snacks.
Sure.
We had I made little snack-sized Doritos with a sticker on it that said Prodigy is Nacho Average IT Company. So, the whole nacho cheese kind of pun there. We did popcorn. Thanks for popping in to see us. And then we also had little gum packets. It was extra gum. So what we did with that one was the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little Prodigy extra. So it's just in my mind, the way I was thinking about it was, okay, so they're going to come see us, and then when they go home, they're going to forget about us. But now they're going to reach for a snack, whether it's at home or it's at the workplace or whatever, or hey, I really want a piece of gum or whatever it is. And now they have us. And they're like, oh, that's right. This company was, I saw at this one event, they were really cool. And that was kind of my whole point was, why stop here? Why not let them remember us later on? And you pack in a bunch of these snacks into each of these bags, and it's not just going to be like we ate the snack and it's done. It's they've got more and more to go, and then they're
Yeah.
sharing it with others. And so that was kind of the whole point is why stop here and let's keep going. And that was the whole thought process behind it. And again, meanwhile, branding everything with our name, with our logo. All of the giveaways had something to do with Prodigy or our logo and consistently with our color scheme. So I had a lot of fun with this, maybe
Yeah.
more than I should have. But yeah, this is and like this is me. I am a really corny everything, corny mom, corny teacher, corny in any way, shape, and form. And I think this was an opportunity for me to embrace it and kind of see where is this going to take us? Does this actually work? Since we were just kind of testing the waters, so to speak, in this event, I kind of thought, why not take the risk and see where it takes us? So we had excellent response. Oh, pretty much everyone who came up to the table was just giggling at one of these, it was like, oh my gosh, that's so creative. Oh, I love this, it was constantly really great feedback. And it was clear to see that we were definitely the most popular table there. So we were at one out of three IT companies in the whole security event. So it was pretty nice to see that the branding and just our personalities that really showed and reflected in this event, it drew people to us. So gave us a lot of confidence too.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. The big thing, and you just said some of it, if there's three other IT companies or there's three IT companies at an event, people want to do business with people. They don't want to go into a process where it's long, drawn out, or they can't relate to them. And the things that you did make you relatable. It makes you human for a lot of folks and not this. Oh my gosh, I don't know what a DNS server is, what a gateway is, what all these things are. And it's very intimidating for people to want to even talk to an IT company. But
I agree.
you embraced something that made it to whereas, oh, these guys are fun. Like I can talk to them. I'm probably not going to ask them something and make myself feel like stupid. You know what I mean? And I think I hear that a lot. A lot of people are like, I don't ever want to ask you this because I don't want to feel stupid because I don't know the things you know. But when you come to them at their level and you humanize your marketing, you humanize your brand, you'll start to see that people come to you more and they start to remember you more. And when those opportunities strike, because like you said in the very beginning, is you weren't coming into this to sign a deal at the event. You're coming into these events to really structure yourself for the future. And that is when the opportunity is right, whether they're in an agreement and their agreement's ending, or whether they're looking to get into an agreement, they don't have something, you want you and your brand to be the things they remember. And those activities you did were there, and you said it. People were coming to the booth and telling you, this is awesome. I love this. This is cool. This is clever. And probably some of the people that came to your booth, they're going to do it at their event, their next one, because they want to do those things. So what was there any other results? Like, I think you and I were talking before, and it sounds like you were even asked to come and do another event. Did it allow you to have any follow-up conversations, or do you have follow-up conversations, or did you build your CRM up even more at this event? Like, kind of talk through some of the results.
Yeah, so the event wasn't overly large, but by the counts of it, we had approximately 40% of the attendees that became new leads for us. So that was, I mean, that was huge. We've never done an event like this ever before. So just to get that many leads was amazing for us. And we have been following up. We were kind of interrupted a little bit because shortly after this event was when our area kind of suffered through some of the hurricanes. But the good news is that we had been invited to come back and do another one of these events for a different part of the county. So although that's been delayed a little bit, we are still on the books to do that as soon as it is rescheduled. And I'm really excited because now we can take this and build on it. Like, it's a concept that I can continue to build on, continue to grow, and just kind of maybe stay consistent with the branding. But the fact that we were invited back to something that was so last minute and, you know, we were still really popular for, I was just so ecstatic to see that we had an impact enough to be like, hey, you know, these guys know what they're talking about.
Yeah. So let's, I like to ask this question to everybody that comes on, you know, so we talk about it, sounds fun, all these things, but I'm sure you had some challenges. I mean, the challenge one was, is you had like a day or two to do this and you're rushing around, but like, were there any other challenges that you faced when implementing this? Or like, what did you learn that, you know, from this process, you know, that someone that's listening going, she's making it sound really easy. Was there any challenges in terms of trying to figure out items or obtaining items, the branding for those, like, you know, how were you able to overcome that and do that pretty quick?
I mean, time was definitely our biggest challenge. Not having the, you know, a good amount of time to get things together and really make it as pristine as I would have liked it. That was probably my biggest challenge. So I had to kind of drop some of my perfectionism. Then finding the actual items and finding them in bulk. Thankfully, we have, you know, a Costco really close by. So yeah. Costco became my best friend. You know, Amazon, anything that I could get from Amazon overnight was coming to my house. I mean, there was zero time to rest. It was full force, you know, from the second we found out until we did this. There wasn't a lot of sleep going on. You know, in the meantime, we're trying to run the business. We're trying to, you know, we still have a family to take care of and all that kind of stuff. So time was our biggest kind of challenge. However, it was also just kind of letting go of not being perfect and understanding that this was just kind of, let's see how it goes. And then really not knowing how this was going to be received, because it is really untraditional. I mean, any event that we've ever gone to, you don't really see humor. You don't, everything is just very branded to that specific kind of company. And it's usually, popular items or useful things, pens, notebooks, cups, things like that. And so this was a very, this was a big risk. And that in itself is a huge challenge, to be able to take the risk and see, where is this going to take us? Is this going to work, or is this going to be a big flop? Because, you know, that's always, that can always happen. And I mean, you just have to be confident. And I don't know that I was confident.
But I think you are now. Like, if you were asked to go do another event and you just say you had 90 days to prepare versus 3 days, would you still embrace into the puns and the fun thing? Because it seems like the response was there. Like, would you change that strategy?
No, I don't think so. I really feel like this was a great way to stand out. And like you said, to really humanize ourselves and kind of just be like, hey, we're just normal people. We're just part of the community like everyone else. Maybe I could, you know, make it more personal and actually have it branded, you know, professionally versus me having to slap on stickers and things like that. But
maybe you'll have custom labels done or something. You'll have labels done that you can go and put on those items that are off of rolls or whatever. But like, you know, you're going to still embrace what it is, just maybe up the level of, you know, quality of the things that you're able to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that this is, for us, this was definitely something that actually helped us as well, because we weren't trying to give away, you know, things that we maybe not necessarily would have loved to get ourselves. It made us feel comfortable because I'm like, you know, nobody gets uncomfortable around Doritos.
Yeah.
And so we were able to kind of drop our guard and just be ourselves. So I think in a lot of ways, it drew people in for us, but it also helped us to be ourselves.
Yeah. I remember, you know, you talked about getting involved in the community and standing out and all of that. And I think that's really good advice in the terms of like, what did you learn? I think, you know, I did a photo booth at like our local Trunk or Treats, and a lot of people thought, well, why would an IT company buy a photo printer that you could go to the mall and you see people take pictures and all that? We did it, and we put our logo on the pictures, and every year at the Trunk or Treat, we had like a little backdrop with some pumpkins and straw bales, and people sat down, and every year they came back, they wanted their picture, their family picture, and we became known for that. And people appreciated the fact that, like you said, we humanized ourselves and we had fun with it and it embraced who we were. And I can tell you that that was a big part of the success that I had. And I think it's a big part of the success you're going to have too with all of these different strategies as you continue to embrace them is people realize that you're a really good person. And I think I've said that multiple times, but I think it's really important that all of you think about this that are listening is, how in your marketing are people getting to know you? How through the efforts in the community are people getting to know you and your staff? It's so vital. You're asking people in some cases that run multi-million dollar businesses to want to do business with you and they don't even know you and they have to get that trust. And one way to get to the trust is humanizing yourself. And a lot of us don't do that. And really, again, congratulations to you guys on that. As we wrap this podcast up, you know, we've talked about challenges. We talked about what did you learn? You know, is there any advice that you would give an MSP that says there's no way I could do this on a couple day notice or I got asked to go do something, you know, last minute? Like, what advice would you give someone that's an MSP that maybe has never done anything before and they're like, there's no way. There's just no way I could do this.
There's so much. First of all, take the risk. I mean, if you've been asked to be at an event, you have to do it. If you've been asked to be there, there's absolutely no reason not to take that opportunity. So first of all, definitely take the risk. And then also, just be yourself. Like if there was the greatest lesson that I think we took away from this was, we were able to be ourselves for once. We were always so nervous and trying to make sure that we're saying the right thing and leaving an impact. We're so worried about it. But in this case, it was so nice to kind of drop that guard. And so when you are yourself, and I think like you've been saying, Dan, just like humanizing that part of you, I am just a normal person that happens to do IT really, really well. So that's all people want to know is that you're just a regular person. You're not going to speak in a language that they don't understand. and be completely comfortable with who you are. You know, whether you're the funny one, whether you're not, it doesn't really matter. Just be yourself. And then embrace that and do whatever it is that you have to do to get to this event, whether it's punny marketing or anything else to just brand yourself. Get out there, do it, and be yourself. And you won't regret it. I mean, one lead is one lead more than you had yesterday. So what's the problem there? I don't get it.
Yeah, and look, you did another great thing too, is that you are building your CRM. Like you said, that 40% of the people that filled out are new leads for you. So at that event, at a bare minimum, when you go into things, you can't go into things thinking you're signing a contract there. You're going into things to build your funnel. And we want to get people that are coming in that are going to be top of the funnel, and we want to get people that eventually work their way down the funnel. Through the rest of our marketing and the memorable things that we're doing. So great advice. And Annette, I just want to say thank you to you for coming on and having this conversation with me. I need to like turn this into like, this is not your average podcast or something, and start giving away like Doritos to like our listeners. But I appreciate you coming on and sharing your practices with everybody today. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Dan.
All right, everybody. And that's it for this episode of the Powered Services Podcast. Until next time, everybody, have a great day.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Powered Services Podcast with Dan Tomaszewski. We hope you're leaving with your mind buzzing with new ideas and strategies to revolutionize your MSP offering. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights. And join us next time as we continue to decode the complexities of managed services. Until then, keep powering through. And remember, the future of MSP is bright and fully charged. Thank you for listening and stay connected.